Welcome to Northview High School Football and NorthEscambia.com.
Northview team, welcome to NorthEscambia.com!
Well, this is Rick and Doug, and we'd like to welcome you back again to week two of the 2009 football season with Northview High School here in Brant, Florida. And tonight's game will be against your Northview Chiefs and the South Walton Seahawks. Last week, Northview defeated the Graceville Tigers of a score of 34-8. We've had our national anthem, and our students are lined up, ready for our Chiefs to take the field. Doug's joined me here in the booth tonight. We had an exciting game last week. A lot of talent showed last week, a lot of surprises. I was surprised at number 17, that freshman we had. Doug, what did you see coming out? Kyle's coming out last week. He ran the ball three times and scored a touchdown there in the third quarter. I was real impressed with him. I was also impressed with number 78, John Sellers, led the blocking off the left side that Uhouse followed for most of the night. Those two players really impressed me, and also number 49 for the defense there, Levi Giddens, was hot for the defense. He just seemed to be in their playbook all night.
He did. He stopped their star running back. They held him to, I believe, 40 yards rushing is all he had. Number four did very good last week, Dustin Uhouse.
And also Lowry, taking the snaps for the Chiefs last week, did an awesome job for the play caller for the Chiefs. And congratulations to Coach Wheatley and his staff. That was his first as head coach for the Chiefs, and it's nice for him to get a victory, and I'm sure it was nice for our 2009 Chiefs to get that first win under the belt, and looking forward to tonight against the South Walton Seahawks in victory number two.
And let's don't leave anybody out. They all played very well last week as a team.
Absolutely. It was a great team effort. Also, Lonnie Gardner, number 64 for the defense, coming off that line and getting into the backfield, put some heavy hits on those graceful Tigers last night, sitting next to Bobby, who was carrying a radio play for Graceful. I heard him cringe several times sitting next to me as Gardner would lower the boom on those boys. And like you said, as a team, Northview showed up and played ball, and that's what I'm sure what Coach is looking for tonight and what their fans are looking for. We got a great night for football. It is hot. It is humid.
It's not raining.
It's overcast. And like you said, Doug, it is not raining. I'm excited about that. And we're about 2 minutes and 45 seconds from kickoff. We have a spirit line from the goal line stretched out to about the 45-yard line, and it's still growing.
Your official home for Northview Chiefs, NorthEscambia.com.
The teams are making their way out. Looks like the Chiefs are going to receive to begin the game. And South Walton will be kicking off. South Walton will be kicking off from the west end zone, and the Chiefs will be receiving from the east.
You're listening to Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
And the Seahawks take the field. And we're awaiting our Northview Chiefs. And here they come, our Northview High School Chiefs. Doug, I heard some of the fans down below is saying, and it is important, it is noteworthy to say it is very hot and humid tonight, that we do keep our players hydrated. We'll be watching that, watching for leg cramps, watching for players getting overheated tonight. Substitute will be very important tonight. It'll be interesting to watch how Coach Wheatley and staff work with the depth. With 20 seniors, he ought to have some depth and be able to work them in and out and keep fresh legs in there. I was impressed with the depth at running back last week and with his line on both offense and defense, so it'll be interesting tonight. Again, the Seahawks will be kicking off, defending the West Gold, and our Chiefs will be receiving in the East. Here we go. House is back deep, along with number 17, LaMichael Kyles for the Chiefs, and number 18, Chris Sheets.
Number
22, O'Hara will be kicking off for the Seahawks. And we're getting ready for game number two of the 2009 season against South Walton Seahawks and the Northview Chiefs, as O'Hara's kick is off, and it's going to be called by Uhouse at about the 3-yard line. He brings it out to the 15, to the 20. He's across the 10, 25. He's across the 30. He steps out of bounds at about the 35, 36-yard line. They're going to mark him out at the 37-yard line. He steps out. It's going to be first and 10. Northview on the 37-yard line. A nice return by Uhouse. He had it there. He just stepped out of bounds. Had a lane there. Just stepped out of bounds there.
Lowry's got the play.
Lowry brings the play in from the sideline. Takes it to the huddle. Brings him up to the line. And Northview, like last week, comes back with that tight wing formation.
Seahawks are in a 5-2 defense.
It goes to number 2. He goes for 3 yards up to the 40. Jeremy Jackson with the carry. He goes for, they're going to give him 2 yards. There. It'll be second and 8 from the 40. Lowry back in with the
starting running back tonight.
This looks like Bryce and Jackson and Uhouse. Uhouse has the ball, takes it, crosses the 40, maybe for 1 or 2 there. Gives him 2, goes to the 42-yard line now. It's going to be 3rd and 6 now for the Chiefs.
Number 13, Jay Gatto on the top.
Lowry brings them back up to the line.
Same tight formation.
3rd and 6.
5-2 defense.
Uhouse takes the ball, takes it around the side. He's going to pick up about 2 more.
Going to bring up a 4th and 3.
Number 2, Zach Parker, 4th and 4 for the Chiefs.
4th and a short 4. It's going to be 4th and 4. Let's see what he does here. Sends his kicking team in. He's got Austin in.
Number 10, Austin Reed.
Austin Reed in for the kick for Chiefs. Oh, the snap's low on the ground, but he gets it up, and he gets the kick off. He has a good kick. It's over number 13's head, and it's going to bounce, and it's going to roll into the end zone. But a nice punt. The snap was low on the back, but he got the ball off and made a good, good stop on it. Picked it up and got a good kick. So the Seahawks will take it from their own 20. See who they bring up in their center here. Looks like number 8 is going to be their starting quarterback, Dennis Smith. They got him listed at 5'11", 158-pound senior.
Chiefs have a 4-3 defense this week. Now, up the middle. Daniel, just a short two, maybe.
Short two. Who was carrying that?
Come on, defense!
Number 84, Brian Adams.
Number 84. Brian Adams, the carry.
Levi
Gideon. There's number 49 already. We talked about him in last week's game. He's already active tonight. First play for the defense for Northview. Number 49, Levi Gideon's in on the stop. Here we go, second play. He hands it. They go around the end to number 13. Oh, he's hit by number 5. He bounces off number 5. He's going to scamper up off the right side there, all the way up to about the 38-yard line. Number 13, Jay Gatto, is going to have a first down for the Seahawks. It'll be first and 10 from the 38. It's 9:02 left in the first quarter. Score 0-0 from Northview against the Walton Seahawks.
The Chiefs are going to have to start wrapping up. Looks like they were trying to do some arm tackling.
Yep, doing some arm tackling. Just bounced right off of number 5 there, Sean Knight.
Coming to snap. Long count, 5-2 defense.
Smith hands off to, that's number 84 again.
He got him stopped that time.
He stopped him quick there. Can you see who's in on set? It looks like a host of Chiefs. There comes number 49 out again. Adams is on the carry. There's number 64. Number 64, Gardner in. He was leading that again for the Chiefs. Him and number 10, who's number 10 here? Austin Reed was in on that with him. They come back and they're going to give him 2 on that. 2nd and 8 for the Seahawks. It's a pass at the 84 off the left. It's going to be good for a first down. Out. They're going to go across midfield with it down into Chief territory. Adams takes and receives the pass from Smith down to the Chief 48-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10. Smith up under center again for the Seahawks. Got one in the backfield. They're lined up. He pitches back again with a sweep. Number 84. He's good for about, he's going to go for about 9 yards on that.
He sure did.
He takes it down to the, looks like the 40-yard line.
84, Adams on the carry. He picks up 7 yards.
7-yard line. They're going to give him 7 yards on that one. Tried to give him a lot on that one, didn't he?
Yeah.
2nd and 3 for the Seahawks now. The defense just needs to settle down. Just a little bit, 7:30 now left in the first quarter. It's still 0-0 Northview and the South Walton Seahawks. The Seahawks are driving. This is their first possession. There's a whistle on the field and there's a flag coming. Let's see what the call is. Chiefs are clapping. It looks like it's going to go against the Seahawks. It is. They're going to step off five against them. Dead ball. Legal procedure against South Walton. So that'll back them up 5, and it'll be 2nd down now and 8. So that helps, Doug. That should help the defense's feeling. 2nd and 8, a little bit tougher than 2nd and 3. So still with one back in the backfield, and that's that number 84, Brian Adams. Smith back up under center. Takes a snap, 13 comes around. 84 takes it right up the middle, and it's going to go for about 3, maybe 3.5 yards.
Looks like it was Austin Reed and Levi Gideon's on the stop.
Reed and Gideon's on the stop. I give him 2 yards on it. I see Gardner on the stop. It's a 3rd and 5 for the Chiefs. The Chiefs defense. Come back, it's a pass play. Ooh, it's to number 11. Number 11, Benny Spencer, he misses over his head. It's 4th and 5. South Walton comes out. See what they're going to do.
Got
number 15 enlisted on their chart. He's also a quarterback.
Number 15, Dylan Asbury.
They got him back, though, to punt. We've got Sheets, number 18, deep for the Chiefs. Let's see what they do here. Oh, it's almost blocked there, but he kicks it out of bounds. It goes out of bounds about the 23-yard line.
He's 23-yard line. First and 10
for Northview at the 23. So it's both teams have had one possession now. South Walton moved the ball fairly well there. They sort of stumbled on their own foot there.
They stopped themselves.
And but it's 6:30 left now in the first quarter. Still 0-0. We do have timeout, water break on the field. There again were some familiar names for the defense for us, Levi Giddens and Gardner, that Lonnie Gardner and Wright, Austin Reed on those stops again. They looking good. They were a little tight, looked like to me, to begin with, but they come through there for us there at the end. But South Walton looked pretty good on that drive.
They got a good running back, it looks like, yeah. Brian Adams. He's a pretty big old boy.
And they mixed up that pass and throw on us. And then when they dropped back with that one back in the backfield, I think Northie was looking, guessing. They didn't know whether they was going to get the pass or the throw each time. And so they had us sort of backed up. We were on our heels there for a few minutes. So Northview comes line on their own 23, 1st and 10, with 6:30 left. Lowry under center takes the snap. It's a sweep to number 2. He's around the right side, and he's got open daylight, and he's gone. He takes it down. It's going to be 1st and 10. He takes it to the 40-yard line. They're going to mark it to about the 42-yard line of the Seahawks. So that was a nice run right there for number 2, Jeremy Jackson of Northview. That's the first down, our first down of the night.
First run to the right side.
That's the first one to the right side. They found something there tonight. Looked real good. We're back up under center now. Lowry brings them back up. And there goes Uhouse. He takes a sweep going back to the left. And there it is. There's a little something there. He breaks it around to the left. He gets out. It looks like he's going to pick up. Looks like he might get about 9.5. Looks like it's going to be 2nd and about a foot. They'll call it 2nd and 1. They'll give him a gain of 9. Uhouse looked good on that one.
Was able to get outside on that.
So a timeout called by South Walton. And you're right, Doug. He was able to get outside on that one. Had one slip through there into the backfield, and he just beat him around that corner there. Just had a little speed, more speed than the defense did. So we have timeout. South Walton be their first timeout and a half. With 6:12 left in the first quarter, you score South Walton 0 and Northview 0. South Walton has had one possession, and Northview with their second possession tonight. I'm Rick Hetrick. Joining me in the booth tonight is Mr. Doug Kaiser. Glad to have you up here, Doug, joining me. Doug's got better eyes than I've got. He sees these guys a lot quicker than I do, and I appreciate him being here with me. Teams come back out on the field. And we got Doug. They look like Northview settled down a little bit and got a little rhythm now this time. And I think that's one reason. I think South Walton coaches recognize that, and that's why they called that timeout when they did. That was Kadarius Price with the carry. Went to the right over the tackle. Got the first down. So it'll be 1st and 10 now for the Chiefs.
67, Zach Henninger.
Lowry's looking at the sideline. 1st and 10, Chiefs.
From the Seahawks,
31 yards. Woo! Woo! I need a kick!
type formation. And the Seahawks are still in their 5-2 defense. Lowry's back to pass.
Let's see what happens here. He bounces the ball right in to Grice's arms. Grice cannot hang on to it. And so it'll be second and 10 again. In and out of his hands. Again, it is very humid out here tonight. And on these humid nights, Doug, it's just like when it's raining. That ball can get wet and slippery just as much on a humid night as it can on a rainy night.
That's right. We're going to have to keep that ball changed out.
Get him some stick-em. Here we go. You back up to the line. Lowry back up under center. Still in that...
tight formation.
There they go. We got a fumble. Fumble on field, and the ball's going to go the other way. It looks like South Walton's on top of the ball. The Seahawks have recovered the ball. There was they just fumbled on the exchange there between Newhouse and Lowry. Just when I started talking about the fact that humidity can make that ball slick, we have a fumble. So we have our first turnover for the night now.
First turnover.
And
we'll see what the Seahawks are going to do about this. Yeah. They still got the whole field in front of them.
Yep. They take over. First and 10 from their own 31-yard line. They come up. Smith under center takes. He hands to number 2, Parker. Parker around the left side. This is one block and goes. It looks like for about 7.
He had a rough time getting him down.
Zach Parker, number 2. He takes it up to the 40, gets 8 yards on that carry. So again, they come up to the line. Smith, number 8, quarterback for the Seahawks, up under center. He takes the snap, goes right up, takes it for about 4 yards, right up behind the center, and that's going to be first and 10 for the Seahawks. First and 10 now from the 44-yard line for the Seahawks. 4 minutes and 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Your score is still South Walton Seahawks 0, Northview Chiefs 0. The first and 10 for the Seahawks. Smith back up under center. He takes the snap, hands it to number 84, and he's hit immediately for no gain. He is stopped immediately at the line of scrimmage. Number 84 again with the carry, Brian Adams.
Number 49, Levi Gideons.
Number 49 again. So here they go. They're coming right back up to the line. Smith back up under center. Still has Ryan in the backfield. There he goes. Handoff. There's a flag on the play. Ooh, number 13's got it. And number 13 is Gatto. Jay Gatto. And he has got a first down, it looks like. But we do have a flag on the field. Let's see what that flag is. The Seahawks are walking back. I'm going to say it's going to be a holding call, but let's see what they say on the field. Nope. Oh.
Illegal block.
That's going to be one of them long ones, one of them 15 yarders.
Yeah,
that'll go from the line of scrimmage. So, he's going to walk for a while on that one. So that's going to take them back. It'll stay second down all the way back to the 32-yard line.
15-yard
penalty on that. Second down now and 22 for the Seahawks. Dennis Smith again for the Seahawks up under center. Ryan Adams in the backfield. He hands off, and he goes nowhere, maybe for one.
Parker takes it, number two. Short gain on the play, stopped by number 64, Lonnie Gardner.
Gardner, number 64 again on the stop.
Third down at 21 for the Seahawks.
We might see a pass play on this next one.
Yeah.
Or a draw,
I think we can look for it. They might keep it safe, keep it in the middle of the field and keep it on the ground and just, I don't know. Still got Adams in the backfield. There's a flag. Let's see what the flag is. Oh. Chiefs are counting again. It looks like they're going to walk some more yardage off against the Seahawks. The
illegal substitution.
Oh, here we go. Five. Equipment violation. That's five more yards. So that's going to be third down and 26 now for the Seahawks with 2 minutes and 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Our score is still South Walton Seahawks 0 and a Northview Chiefs 0. The game is starting to get a little sloppy, Doug.
They got a lot of penalties against them. They could move the ball if they could keep away from all the penalties. See what they have here.
Oh, a nice handoff. It goes to Adams. Adams with a big hole. Adams going to pick up a big chunk of yard. He's going to take it up to about the 44. It's 16 yards.
Adams is a big old boy.
Adams weighs, he's listed at 214 pounds, 6'1", 214 pounds. He takes it from about 4 feet deep there behind his quarterback and just runs it right down the gut and just takes it for 16. So here they come. They're back to punt it again. We got Sheets and Mitchell back deep for the Chiefs as the Seahawks get ready to kick to them, and they kick. And Sheets takes the ball. He's got the ball, and Sheets got the ball. He's still on his feet, and he goes. He takes it to about the 36-yard line. But there is a flag on the field. Let's see what it's for. Looks like it's going to go, look like a holding call against the GR. Legal block in the back, okay. All right. So they're going to walk that one off against us.
Once again, a lot of penalties tonight.
A lot of them, getting sloppy.
All right, let's see if Larry can get them together.
So it's going to be first and 10 from the 33-yard line. A minute 23 left in the first quarter. Still, your score is 0-0.
Jackson's
he's dancing. Jackson got the ball. He's moving, juking back and forth. He's going to go for about 2 yards. Over the right side again.
Out to the 36-yard line. Second down and seven.
They're going to give him 3 on that.
Come on, man! Come on, 30 more!
So it'll be second and 7 for the Chiefs. Lowry back to the huddle with the play.
First quarter's coming to an end. They get one more playoff.
Yeah, should get one more playoff in this quarter. Let's see. There goes that speed and move to you, huh? And it goes good for about 2, maybe.
Stewart
making the tackle.
Third down and six
for the Chiefs. It's winding down here. About 20 seconds left. Bring them up, see if they get a snap off before this quarter ends. And they do. They get a. And look at this play. He takes it up. It's going to be close. Let's see where they mark it at.
They handed it to Jackson, and Jackson handed it back to Newhouse.
Right. It's going to be fourth down. That's going to end the quarter, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, focus your attention on the track in front of home stands where we'll announce the cheerleaders.
Captain, place yourself.
So that's going to end the first quarter. It's going to leave them with a
senior, Amy Clark.
4th and 2.
Candace Greenwell. Cassandra Lance.
There's only one place to hear Northview High School football. It's right here on NorthEscambia.com.
Well, we started the second quarter here. And as you can hear, there's a lot of upset fans. Doug and I's attention was elsewhere. We missed where the flag should have been, or at least a fan by the fans there should have been one. So it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Seahawks from their own 21. They come to the line. Smith brings them to the line. Again, Adams in the backfield. He hands off to number 13. And another first down for the Seahawks. Number 13 again. Gato, or Gato, however he pronounces it, Gato.
Number 13, Jay Gato, on the carry, picks up a first down.
Nice move.
35-yard line.
Come on, where are your people living at? Watch the game!
So the Seahawks are missing up really good right now. Keeping the Chiefs on their heels, 1st and 10. As we start the second quarter, from the 35, we have a whistle and a flag. It's going to stop play. See what we got. Oh, looks like it's going to go against the Chiefs.
Equipment violation
against the Chiefs. So they're going to mark 5, so it'll make it 1st and 5 now for the Seahawks. So, equipment violation. I'm not sure what the equipment was. Doug, did you see what the equipment was?
No, who was on?
I saw it was on number 5. Didn't see what it was, though. We got a pass play. He's going to keep it. He's going to run it. And he's going to cross again to 45 down to about the 47 for a first down. Smith keeps the ball. And it'll be another Seahawk first down. He has a pickup of 8-yard line. They're going to mark it down at the, they're going to give him about 47 and a half. 1st and 10 for the Seahawks. And they're right back up on the ball. Here they come. He's back up under center.
Man in motion, number 2.
He's got Parker in motion. He takes a snap, hands it right off to number 13, Gato. I'll get that. I hope his mother doesn't listen to this because I butchered his name tonight. Levi Giddens, number 49, with a stop on that play.
Come on, be locked up!
2nd and 9.
Just here they go, 2nd and 9. They bring it up. 10 minutes 50 seconds left in the second quarter or the first half. Smith brings them back up under center. Oh, he hands it off to number 8 and 4 again, and he bounces right off and makes some tough yards. Takes him. He's going to pick up about 5 yards on that carry.
They hit him at the line.
They hit him behind the line, maybe a yard deep, and still just keeps moving that leg. It's going to be 3rd and 5 for South Walton.
We need a good stop.
So that's Brian Adams with that carry. Smith back up under center for the Seahawks. Brian Adams deep, down on deep back in the backfield. It's a handoff to number 13. He takes a round side. It is again around that right side for another first down. A pick up.
There you go. First down carry for the Seahawks.
Down to the 37.
Down to about the 37-yard line of the Chiefs. 1st and 10. And man, the Seahawks are putting together a pretty good drive this time, Doug.
Come on, defense!
They are, you know. We haven't stopped them yet. Every time it's been by their own penalties that they've been stopped. So the Chiefs need to put something together here to get them stopped.
Here goes that pass. That is that quarterback keeper again. Smith keeps it on the first down. He goes. He looks like he's going to go for about 7 yards right up the middle there. Maybe 6 yards. Second and four now for the Seahawks with 9:15 left.
Number 24
in the second quarter. They're coming quick with these calls to the line. They're spreading them out. I don't believe they have any intention of passing. Ball's handed to number 13, and again, he's around the side, the right side, and it looks like he's going to be about a yard shy of the first down.
He got through there on that hole.
He got two. Okay, it's 3rd and 3. And three, we need to just stiffen up right here and put them and stop them. We got to make a big stop right here.
Looks like the Seahawks have a real good offensive line tonight. They really seem to be controlling the line of scrimmage.
They do. They really do. Smith again back up under center. 3rd and 3, Seahawks. He hands it to number 84, and he just straight up, and he's going to have another first down for the Seahawks. He puts that up maybe another 7 yards. It'll be 1st and 10 from the 23-yard line of the Chiefs. So the Chiefs call a timeout as they're going to come to the sideline and talk about it and see if they can figure out exactly what they can do about this, because, Doug, to be honest, they're just having a tough time with this Seahawks offense.
They're getting at least, you know, 5 more yards every carry. And the Chiefs have got to find a way to bring a stop to that.
And they're using the same, it's either the quarterback or the same three backs or same three players carrying the ball. It's just variations of the formation that they're doing. And the Chiefs just seem to have a hard time getting a handle on exactly what they're doing with it.
And I guess you're going to have to give credit to that offensive line that they have.
Exactly, exactly. I think Coach needs to settle down, tell them to stay at home and stay with their assignments and stay with their man, do what they're supposed to do. I think they'll be okay. They're looking okay. So let's get them here and see if they can just stand up and make a good defensive stance here. Both teams are back out on the field now.
They got a fresh set of downs to go with.
It's 1st and 10 from the Chiefs 23 for the South Walton Seahawks. It's 8:04 left in the second quarter. It's 0-0. Smith back up under center for the South Walton Seahawks. He drops back for the pass. He throws a fade pass. Oh, it's almost picked off by number 6, Montario Mitchell for the Chiefs.
He almost got that.
He had his fingers up on it. He was almost there. That's right, Doug. That's the second one that he's almost had his hands on tonight. That was a pass play all the way, so that was something different we've looked at. And
it's like they were trying to run a fade on that one in the corner, but it was defended pretty well.
I think we can look for him to go back to that run now. Got Adams in the back. He hands the ball to number 13, and he's just going to take it off that right side between the tackle and the guard. Drive it down, Gatto, for another first down.
On the 10-yard line.
Takes it down to the 10-yard line. That's a 13-yard gain. It'll be 1st and goal. They're going to mark it just inside the 10-yard line. Knight with a stop for the Chiefs. So South Walton has put together an impressive drive here with 7 minutes and 35 seconds left in the second quarter.
They have first and goal.
Smith again under center takes a snap and again hands it to number 84. He's hit quick. He might have gone for two, maybe three on that one.
They were able
well,
to
we
get
got
it.
One.
Was on that
one. Steve must have hit quick.
Long
on the tackle for the Chiefs. Give him 2 yards, second and goal. Looks like from where I'm sitting, the 7 yard line. Smith again under center. Number 13 in motion again. They hand the ball to number 13. He's behind big number 84. And he goes, and he's in the end zone. And it's going to be a touchdown for the South Walton Seahawks. He gets right in behind number 84, Brian Adams, and carries it in as Brian Adams leads the blocking for the Seahawks. And number 13, Jay Gato, takes it in for the Seahawks. So it's 6:39 left in the second quarter. It's the South Walton Seahawks 6 and the Northview Chiefs 0. South Walton lines up. Number 22, O'Hare, for the extra point. And the kick is up, and it is good. So your score now is the Seahawks 7 and the Chiefs 0. Well, Doug, again, South Walton put together an impressive drive. They made everything happen. They didn't make any mistakes like they had in previous drives.
There weren't any flags.
They didn't have any flags that time. Well, there were two flags, and they were against the Chiefs this time. And, so they did what they had to do and kept the heads in the ball game, as you say, and made it happen and put 7 points on the board. So now we're going to go back out here and see what we can do with the ball. And let's just hope we can put it together. This is the first time now this year for Wheatley as our new head coach and his staff that they've been behind this season. Let's see how they react to this.
That's right. Well, you know, we've been able to move the ball tonight, I believe. So it's just a matter of time for the Chiefs to get on track here.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
Team's back on the field, ready for the kickoff.
Number 22
is going to kick it. Number 22 kicks. Oh, we got a whistle. Looks like it is going to be offside on the Seahawks. Gotta move it back 5 yards, and we'll do it again. O'Hare will have to set it back up and do it again. Uhouse is back deep again. Kyles and Sheets also back deep for the Chiefs. O'Hare sets it back in and steps off again, ready to kick it off again to the Chiefs with 6 minutes and 39 seconds left in the half. We still have a score of 7-0, and O'Hare's kick is off, and it's going to go to Kyle's number 17, takes it at the 20. He's in, has a little block, and he takes the ball. He goes up the side. He's across the 40. He's across the 50, and he's still going across the 40, the 30. He's down to the 25-yard line. Down to the 25-yard line of the South Walton Seahawks. So understand that Kyle's is a freshman. Micah Kyle's. Let me say that right. Micah Kyle's is a freshman for the Northview Chiefs. What a run back. He took it from the Chiefs 20 and returned it to the 25 of the Seahawks. So a breath of fresh air for the Northview Chiefs, Doug.
That ought to get them going right there. That ought to get momentum our side right there.
Lowry brings them up to the line of scrimmage. Takes a snap, Jackson in motion, and it goes to Kadarius Grice. Grice up the middle. Looks like Grice is going to go for two. Oh, no. Looks like he may have went a little further. Looks like he went from giving that 4-yard line. So,
right up the middle on that one. They're trying that defensive line of the Seahawks.
Quick, right back up to the line of scrimmage, Lowry brings them. You got Uhouse, Jackson, and Grice in the backfield. Lowry takes a snap, Jackson in motion. The pitch to Jackson. He's behind. Oh, and they get to him. The ball hits the ground. He takes it down to about the, looks like about to the 16-yard line. So, it's going to be what? Third down and about, take it to the 16.
Third and two.
Third and two for the Chiefs. Third down and a short two for the Chiefs. Here they go. Quickly back up to the line. Lowry takes them. Again in the backfield, Jackson drives to Uhouse. Uhouse in motion. Gives it to Uhouse. Uhouse
got the first down.
To the left side. He's right behind the blocking of John Sellers. And he takes it. It's a first down for the Chiefs. Looks really good. First and 10 from the 12-yard lines of the Seahawks. Lowry over to the sideline. Getting the play from the sideline. He takes the play. And he's headed back to the huddle. We have 4 minutes and 55 seconds left in the half. It again is 7-0. The Seahawks are leading our Northview Chiefs as Lowry brings the Chiefs up to the line.
Last week they did very well in the red zone. Let's see how they do this week.
Jackson in motion.
But it's a pass.
And he's back.
Oh,
a pass. It's off the fingertips of Jackson. He was looking, it looked like he was looking intended initially for Clayton, number 32. Clayton was an open. He looked to his outlet, Jeremy Jackson, come back to him, and it went through his hands. So it'll be second and 10 from the 12 of the Seahawks. Jackson brings him back up to the line again. Sorry, Lowry brings him back up to the line. Jackson and Grice and Uhouse in the backfield. Uhouse in motion, takes it, hands it back to Jackson. Jackson around the side. Jackson move, and Jackson's going to take it down to the 1 yard line, maybe the 1 foot. It looked like for a minute, Doug, I'm like you, it looked like for a minute he was going to bounce in there, but they stopped him short. He's going to be first and goal from about the 1 foot yard line.
The nose of the ball.
Or the nose of, I like that better, the nose of the ball, Doug. So right down from the 1. So here we are, first and goal.
Good.
So we're going to have a come down. Lowry takes the play into the huddle. The Chiefs up to the line. Still the same backs. Grice, Jackson, and Uhouse. Lowry up under center. Up, whistle, stop the play.
Oh, no. Let's see what we got.
See what we have. Something happened.
Chiefs
know it's them because they're walking back. Let's see. Yep. It's going to be against the Chiefs. They're going to walk off five. False start against the Chiefs.
First and goal from the 6.
First and goal from the 6-yard line now.
That's not what we needed right there.
That's not what we need. Not only to shoot yourself in the foot, but that's okay. That's okay.
Still first down, though. First and goal.
Lowry in the huddle. Chiefs to the line of scrimmage. Lowry up under center. He takes a snap, pitches out to Uhouse. Uhouse bounces off of a tackle,
outside.
Bounces outside with it. Surely it looks like he's going to pick up 1 yard. That's it.
That
was a tough yard, too. It looks like they're going to stop him on about the 5, maybe just inside the 5.
Good effort there by the
Second and goal, just inside the 5-yard line. So we'll just call it second and 5. Second and goal from the 5-yard line for the Chiefs. They come up the line again. You've got Jackson and Grice and Uhouse in the backfield. Grice directly behind Lowry. Lowry behind. Got Jackson up, and he immediately, it's a fumble. They have fumbled the ball. Northview fumbles the ball, and the Seahawks recovered on the 5-yard line. With 2 minutes and 56 seconds left in the second quarter, 7-0, South Walton over the Northview Chiefs. And Northview has fumbled the ball on the 5-yard line, and it's going the other direction. first and 10, South Walton. Looked like Rice fumbled the ball there. I'm not sure. I think it was again. It's a second fumble, and I think again it was in the exchange, Doug.
It was like almost to be the same play as it happened before. So let's see if we can keep them pinned down, get the ball back for this half ends.
Of course, from here, and it's easy to say from here. You're not down there playing, but it.
Number 13. They got him stopped.
Now, that was a good defensive stop there. It looks like he's going to lose a couple yards on that. They handed it to number 13, Gatto, in the backfield. They get Jay Gatto for a loss. And it looked like who was in on the stop that time.
No game on the play. Stop by a host.
Just a host.
Hard to tell. They were back there quick, but I did see number 49 come up out of there again.
He's right there on that side.
He's on there. He's in there. Everything. I saw him at number 18. Sheets were in there. So here they are again. Smith takes the snap. He hands it off. There's number 84. Oh, 39. It's number 39. They got somebody new, and they hit him immediately. Number 39 now carrying the ball. Chris Schott.
And Gardner.
Chris Schott and Gardner. Lonnie Gardner, number 64. Pumped and shot through there like a rocket and made it stop.
We got a third down.
Also, Mark, we have loses a half yard. Third and 10 for the Seahawks.
Is that Wheatley the call?
And there's a timeout.
Minute 52
left in the half, and we do have a timeout.
I believe we're going to get the ball back.
Can't make something happen here. Minute 52 is a long time.
So far, those Chiefs have been holding them. They've been able to move.
Sponsored by United Bank.
So,
United Bank.
Chiefs, they're coming together, looks like, on some defensive plays. They're finding a way to stop that.
It's been their best defensive stance of the night, has been by far. This tells you, a game like this tells you a lot about your team, about what direction you're going in, and it'll show the coaches a lot. Lets the boys show you a lot about their character.
Come on, let's get in there. That's right.
Let's see what happens here with third and 10 now, with a minute 52 left. Again, the South Walton Seahawks are leading our Northview Chiefs 7-0, a minute 52 left in the first half.
Adams is in the backfield.
Smith takes a snap from under center.
He's back to pass. He's on the end zone.
And he throws deep. And we've got a turnover. We've got a turnover by the Chiefs. Number 9, Austin Arrington. And he's taking the ball and he's going with it. He takes it down to the 15-yard line. So it's going to be 1st and 10, the Northview Chiefs, from the 15-yard line of the South Walton Seahawks, with a minute 37 left to go in the second quarter. So
I would have never expected a pass out of his own end zone.
They flirted with that all night. Now, it was Martin twice, number 6. They went through to him twice, tested it, went through his fingertips twice, and now number 9, Arrington's back there, and he's going to pick it off and take it back. So here the Chiefs are again at the 15, 1st and 10 from their own 15. Newhouse gets it, hands it off to Jackson. Jackson takes it. He's around the right side. One man to man. He bounces off, takes it down. It's going to be down to the flat. Oh, he's going to be to the 4-yard line, but I see a flag with a minute 27 yard line.
We got a man down.
Yep, we got a man down also on the field. It's one of our Chiefs, number
32.
We got a flag on the play.
We got a man down, Jake Clayton.
Now what?
So let's see. Let's hold on just a minute. See, we also have a flag on the field.
Jackson wouldn't have stepped out of bounds on that one. He would have, I believe he could have bounced in there.
He juked this way, then that way, and then he juked a little bit hard back this way and stepped out of bounds there, but he was moving nice.
You know, we just wasn't that long ago. We was wondering if he was going to get the ball back and have a chance. We had a minute 27 left in the half, and the Chiefs are knocking on the door again.
So we have an official timeout for injury on the field, and they're moving the players off the field. And
Jay's at least moving around.
So. I did see a flag on the field. Clayton is up. That's good. Clayton is up. He's holding. It looks like he's was holding his right shoulder there. He is walking off under his own power. That's good to see. He is holding his right side, looks like, maybe.
Come on, Jay!
Alright, so Clayton, see, that's number 32, Jake Clayton. So Holden's called against the chief. There was a flag, so the ball comes back out to the what? First and 14. The ball comes back out to the 18-yard line now.
Once again, the Chiefs had it on the goal line, and penalties are bringing them back.
Let's see. There's another whistle. Let's see what this is for.
Timeout official.
There's a minute 27 left on the clock. Again, South Walton Seahawks have 7. Our Northridge Chiefs have 0. After number 9, Austin Arrington picks off a Smith pass and runs it down to the 15 with a minute 37 left in the half. We now have a minute 27 left in the half. We get a holding call. They march us back to the 18-yard line. It's a first down and 14. They're still talking about it. And it's first and 10 from the 18. First and 14, I should say. Here we go. Uhouse has the ball. He's running. Now he's wrapped up by number 15, and he's going to lose about 4 yards. He runs right into the arms of number 15, Asbury. Runs right into his arm. So loses 2 yards on there. So now, instead of second and 14, first and 14 is going to be second and 16. So here we go. Lowry brings him back up to the line. Oh. He's down. Lowry stumbles. He trips over the center's feet. They tangle feet. And he's going to come back, and he's going to be back to the 26-yard line. So it's going to be third down and 20. He's going to lose 4 on that one. So,
I'm not sure what to say.
Earlier, the Seahawks seemed to be shooting themselves in the foot on offense, and now the Chiefs seem to be shooting themselves in the foot. And it just happens like that sometimes.
We are definitely going the wrong way.
Just got to get our heads together, shake it off, and get in there and play ball like we know how to play ball.
We still got time for 2 good pass plays. It's still possible.
It is possible. Coach Wheatley's talking to him very intently, I might say, there on the sideline. Seahawks come back up. The Chiefs take the field, go directly to the line of scrimmage and come up. Kyles is in the backfield again. There we go. He's definitely back to pass. And the ball is up there. And it is in the arms. Oh, and out of the arms. It was in the arms in the end zone to number 4, Uhouse. But he can't hold on to it. Like you said, Doug, it's time for a couple, just time for a couple pass plays. And they go. They execute it perfectly. Uhouse is just unable to hold on for it. It's a pretty play.
It would have been for a touchdown.
Yes, it would have been.
29 seconds left.
It'll be 4th down. They're going for it. He sends the play in again. Lowry goes back to the huddle with the play.
I must admit, he was open on that play as well. He had the defender beat.
Yes, he did. So here we go again. Kyles Grice and Uhouse in the backfield. There they come. The pass is off. And
intercepted that number.
The ball was intercepted by number 26. Let's see, Stridell. So it's first and 10 with 22.3 seconds left in the half. Again, your score is the South Walton Seahawks 7, Northview Chiefs 0. So that'd be the third turnover now for the Chiefs tonight. Two fumbles and now an interception. So the Seahawks lead us 3-1 in a turnover game tonight. Smith comes up under center. And he just takes a snap and kneels, and he's going to let the clock run out in this half. So the first half is going to come to an end. And South Walton is going to take to the locker room at the end of the first half with a lead of 7-0 over our Northview Chiefs. And there were some bright spots, but there was some sloppy play there for both teams in the first half. And be interested to see what Coach Wheatley and staff do with Northview at halftime to keep them up. They look good. Again, right there at the end, you called that, Doug, perfectly. The pass play was called and executed perfectly. Uhouse just was unable to hold on to Lowry's pass. It was there, and he was open. They look good. The defense is going to have to stiffen up for us in the second half, and they're going to have to get a hold on that offense. The Seahawks started clicking there at the end of the first half, and if we don't get a hold on that, it could be a long second half for us tonight.
Could be. It could be. On another note, we witnessed Jake Clayton. Looks like he took a ride off in the cart, so I don't know if he's going to be back this second half. We hope he's okay. And it has been a low-scoring game, at least. So there's been some mistakes on both sides. It should be a good second half.
We'll try to get out and get you an update on Jake before the second half starts. This is Rick and Doug. We'll be back with you with the second half call for your Northview Chiefs and the South Walton Seahawks.
William from NorthEscambia.com. I want to thank you for listening to tonight's game here on NorthEscambia.com.
Well, time is winding down on halftime. We're getting ready to start the second half. Back, Doug and Rick, we're back getting ready to start the second half of our South Walton Seahawks and Northview Chiefs. It's 7-0. The South Walton Seahawks are leading our Northview Chiefs as the captain's coming out. And that's that big number 84. I'm surprised he's listed at 6'1", 214. Brian Adams is his name. He's a senior. It says linebacker, running back. And he's had a whale of a first half against our Chiefs.
He's had a good first half, that's for sure.
And so it shows he'll be kicking, and the Chiefs should be receiving this first half. And our Chiefs are coming back out on the field. Number 44, Stephen Long, goes out as captain for the second half. Surprised to see what Coach Wheatley and staff has done in the second half. Another good crowd on hand tonight here.
Yeah, a very good crowd.
Northview to support the Chiefs.
I hate to say it, Chiefs look a little flat right now.
Chiefs do look a little flat tonight. Over talking with our guys doing our public address announcement tonight. They were making some of the same comments, and the guys just look a little flat tonight.
That's 105% humidity we got going on.
Or what? It is hot.
Come on, cover, 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 cover!
get them pumped up now.
If that horn doesn't do it, nothing will.
I'm telling you.
Number 12, Brad Lyon.
So here we go, getting ready to kick off. The Chiefs will be kicking off to the Seahawks. Lowry will be kicking off. There's a whistle on the kickoff. Looks like it's going to be offsides on the Chiefs on the kickoff. Step off 5 yards against us. I hope that's not signs of things to come,
that's
Doug,
exactly right.
Here in this second half. Not a good way to get started.
Maybe they're just that excited to get going.
That's what I'm like to say. Get down there and get them. So it brings it back to the 35. Barry will set it up and tee it off again. Number 13, Jake Edo, back for the Seahawks. And Larry kicks us off. And he'll take it about the 22-yard line and bring it up. He's across the 35, down to about the 34-yard line. So he'll bring it out to about the 34-yard line of the Seahawks. And it'll be first and 10 there. Again, your score 7-0 South Walton over Northview. And we're just now starting our second half of play with 11:54 in the third quarter. Here we come, bringing it up to the line of scrimmage. Smith still a quarterback for South Walton. Still number 84 Adams in the backfield for South Walton. And there's a whistle stopping play immediately to line of scrimmage.
Dead ball foul on the play.
See what the call is. And it's another dead ball foul. They're going to step off five. Legal procedure against the Seahawks.
So we get that kickoff penalty back.
Got that 5 yards back that we lost there on the kickoff, as Doug said. So it's going to be first and 15 now from the 30-yard line for the Seahawks. Seahawks take it back in the huddle. They bring it up to the line. They send two out wide to get Adam Steele in the backfield. Smith up under center for the Seahawks. 13 in motion. He hands it off to 13. And he's good for about 2 yards. Number 49 is in. Pass into the backfield. He just loses his footing. He had it beat on him, but he loses his feet. Harrington makes a stop, though, for the Chiefs.
I thought they had a hole going there, but it closed up quickly.
Closed quickly. 64 was right there also. Harrington makes the stop.
Come on, Dean! Come here now!
Number 10.
Oh, look, coming up the sideline there. Doug just points out Arrington coming up the side, number 10. Austin Arrington coming up the sideline. He's got, or that's Austin Reed. I'm sorry, I said Arrington. Austin Reed, number 10. He's got his shorts on. He's out of his pads, and he is on, got crutches, so he's sustained some sort of injury.
It looked like an ankle earlier, but I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll have to try to get someone to run down and get a check on that for us, Doug. See what we can find out on him and let everyone know. Timeout on the field right now for the Seahawks. It's 2nd and 13 for the Seahawks with 11:22 in the third quarter. It's 7-0 the Seahawks. The Chiefs come off the sideline to the field, and here come the Seahawks bringing it back off the sideline.
The fifth quarter tonight is that first back is sponsored by Ray Chapel.
Back again, Adams in the backfield. Smith up under center. 13 again. Jay Gatto, he is in motion. He pitches outside.
They got it.
Two, they did. He pitches outside again to number 84 Adams, but he's dropped hard from the Moss then this time by several of the Northview Chiefs. Chiefs the first there for the stop for the Chiefs. He loses a yard. It's 3rd and 13 now for the Seahawks. Seahawks bring it up. 3rd and 13. This will be a big play now for the Chiefs defense. See what they do.
Third and long.
Third and a long 13. Smith under center, takes a snap. He's back. He's going to pass this time.
Out. He's got his man.
Boom! He hits it hard. He's hit hard by Jackson, number two, as number 13. Jay got up from Smith. It's there, but Jeremy Jackson breaks it up with a lick. I mean, he sticks Jay out hard.
And he knocked the ball right out of there.
So, what a defensive stand for our Chiefs. It is fourth down and 13 now.
See if that can get them
number
fired
15
up,
goes in. That should get them fired up. Ashbury comes in, number 15. He's been the punter all night.
Number 15.
But they have him in. And let's see who we've got. Looks like Sheets and Grice are back deep for the Chiefs. No, it's Mitchell, number 6. And go. This is a line drive. And it's kicked right to Sheets. He breaks a couple tackles. And he's going to bring it up to about the 46, 47 yard line for the Seahawks. But I see a flag. I see a flag on the field. Let's see. Wait a minute. See what the call is going to be here.
Holding on the Chiefs.
It looks like it's going to be holding on the Chiefs. So they're going to march it off against us. That's going to be 10 yards on us.
First and 10,
Chiefs from our own 43-yard line now. Lowry brings it up to the line under center. With Jackson, Grice, and Uhouse in the backfield. The handoff goes to Uhouse. He's going to go for about 2, looks like there.
Or 2 yards right
there. Or 2 over the left side.
Number 4, Uhouse on the carry, picks up 2 yards out of the 45-yard line.
There comes the freshman sensation coming in.
Yep. The Michael Kyle's coming in, and Jackson coming out for the Chiefs. Lowry to the huddle with the play. The Chiefs break huddle and come to the line.
You know, Michael's already had one good, real good turn, run back.
Yeah, real good run back. He's in motion. The handoff goes to Grice up the middle for about 4 yards. He brings it up just shy of the 50-yard line. They'll mark it down at about the 49.
On the carry.
Yeah,
right
there, about a
3rd and 3. They're going to call it 3rd and 3. It's going to be a long 3. It's about the length of the football from the 50. Chiefs come up to line. Lowry under center. Kyle's Grice and Uhouse in the backfield. Grice directly, Uhouse in motion, takes a handoff. He bumps into Kyle's, tries to bring it back around, and they're going to drop him for a loss back to the 40-yard line. It looks like, yes, Adams, number 84, the running back, also plays linebacker on the other side of the ball for
the
Seahawks. Is in the backfield quickly for the Seahawks, and back there with the Chiefs as if he's getting the handoff and makes the tackle. So now
never a good
it's
thing right
4 and 14. Number 84 coming in for the Chiefs. And back to
Chantry, back to punt for the Chiefs.
Aaron Chantry back to punt for the Chiefs. His punt is up. It's high. And it takes a Seahawk bounce, and it's going to land at about the 44-yard line, just shy of the 45. First and 10 now for South Walton on their own 44, about a 17-yard punt for Chantry. So with 8 minutes and 7 seconds left to go in the third quarter, it's still South Walton Seahawks 7, Northview Chiefs 0.
We've got Devin Moore coming in tonight. He's taking who he took in, but a little substitution going on.
Come on, defense!
come right up the middle.
Chiefs are trying to get some fresh legs in the game.
See, looks like on that defensive side there.
See what they come up with to stop this thing.
Number 44 there for the Chiefs. Stephen Long comes up limping. He looks like he's got a cramp. So he picks up three or two. Second and eight. Smith comes up under center for the Seahawks. Still same formation with Adams in the backfield. They're moving. It's a handoff to number 39. He comes around the side. Oh, and he's going to open a hole. And it's going to be, he's still on his feet. He is still on his feet, bumping off Chiefs. The Chiefs are just not wrapping him up. They're trying to, like you said earlier, trying to arm tackle instead of wrapping him up. That's going to be first down, number 39, Scott. It'll be first and 10 for the Chiefs from the 40-yard line of the Chiefs.
Chris Schock, number 39. He's a senior. He had a good run.
Smith up under center again for the Seahawks. Adams in the backfield. He's back. He's going to pass. He's looking. He throws. He hits Adams.
But it's Devin Moore was right there to knock him out of bounds.
Intended for 84 Adams.
It's incomplete. It's going to be second and 10.
Keep the pressure on the defense. It's on the horn. Come on, work him.
Here they come. Smith brings the Seahawks back up under center again to the line of scrimmage. Again, Adams in the backfield. Oh, we have a whistle. Oh, timeout. Northview, 6:53 left in the third quarter. Again, your score. South Walton Seahawks 7 and Northview Chiefs 0.
I'm not sure what Wheatley saw out there, but he didn't like something.
Didn't like something he saw. Also, something else I've started noticing. Though, looks like we got some Chiefs starting to cramp up. Some of them signaling to the sideline, getting somebody to come in for them. Saw number 44 long. Like he was cramping up.
He definitely was.
I'm starting to watch that. And I saw a couple substitutions also for the Seahawks. Look like the same thing. So we might start watching that in the second half as this humidity and heat starts to take a toll on these young men tonight. So here they come. Northview going back out to the field. They have used one timeout now here in the second half. 6:53 left now in the third quarter. Second and 10 from the 40-yard line. Smith takes a snap, hands off.
Oh, no.
And it's number 13, Jay Gatto, with a first down run for the Seahawks.
On the carry, picks up and the Seahawks.
Going over that right side between that guard and tackle hole or over that through that tackle hole, and it's just been open for him.
They just had their way over there, that's for sure. Especially on that play.
And that would have been our stronger side. That's where Gardner and
Giddens
is at, right. So here they go again. They come up. Smith under center again. He hands straight back and gives it to Adams. Adams up the middle.
84 Adams on the carry. Stopped by number 64.
Looks like
South Walton's coaches have just said that we're just going to settle in and play smash mouth. That's it. Smash mouth football with the Chiefs and just run it straight at them. And that's what they're doing. They're running the ball.
They're going to make a stop.
And every now and then put a pass play in there, but for the most part, they're just running it straight at us. Here they go again. Quick snaps. Now, there it is again. Back out. Another first down run for South Walton.
How are we going to stop it? Let's go!
Jay Gatto looks like the same play as the game.
Number 13. Again.
Red butter
another first down.
Come on, boy!
First and
10 Seahawks.
First and 10.
15.
Come on, break it up!
I got it from the 16-yard line from where I'm sitting.
Chiefs really need to make a stop. We don't need another score tonight.
Looks like that offensive line is just coming off that ball and just moving us back.
They are definitely, definitely doing that.
Let's go the other side this time. Putting it sit down, keeping them legs moving, just basically running like you taught to run it.
Number 39.
39.
On the carry from Seahawks.
Chris Shock.
Chris Shock.
Second down and two.
Second down, and I've got him second down and two. Good for eight. Took the same play, just took it to the left that time. Right back up to the line.
Right up
the middle.
Quarterback sneaking in.
Yep, Smith kept his own ball.
Number 8, Smith on the carry.
And it looks like, let's see where they mark it. It's going to be close.
It's going to be a third and short, isn't it?
Yeah. It'll be about what? Maybe a yard. They're going to give him one, so it's going to be third and one.
Third down and a half yard for the Seahawks. I just got to be
fast! If these Chiefs find that stone wall.
Third and one, Smith up under center. Oh! And they're going to march it back on the Seahawks. The end steps across the line. We'll take all the help we can get right now.
Outside against the Chiefs.
Oh!
First down and goal and goal.
Call it against the Chiefs. I didn't see that.
3-yard line.
Goes down to the 3-yard line of the Chiefs.
Gave them the first and goal.
Well,
first and goal for the Seahawks.
First and goal.
They can just about name their play.
They got to put the guns up. 3:55 left in the third quarter. Third and three from the three. And it goes to be number 13 behind number 84. And the Seahawks are in for their second score for the night to make it 13-0 for the Seahawks. So the Seahawks come back with their first possession of the second half and drive it down with ease on the Chiefs.
That's a heck of a combination. Just get in behind 84.
Get in behind 214-pound, 6'1", running back Brian Adams and fall him into the end zone. It's worked twice for him tonight on that right side. Number 22 now. O'Hara lines up with the extra point for the Seahawks. And the snap and the kick, and it is good. And the Seahawks now with 3:46 left, 14, and the Northview Chiefs 0. So the Chiefs find themselves in a position that many in all year. They're behind by two touchdowns, and
I understand it's a district game as well.
It is a district game. So
we can't afford to lose this one.
Gonna have to tie it up.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
O'Hara is back to kick off for the Seahawks. Uhouse is deep, and they back him up all the way to the 5-yard line, but he takes it, and he's out. And he's up the middle and up to about the 30. Looks like they're going to go up to the 37-yard line. Nice return for Uhouse. It'll be first and 10 from the 37 with 3:39 left in the third, with the Seahawks leading the Chiefs 14-0.
See if that'll give some spark. I see a new
quarterback coming in, Brandon Sheets, number 8 for the Chiefs.
I also see Austin Albritton in tonight.
Austin Albritton, number 22, coming in for the Chiefs. In the backfield, we still have Jackson, Grice, and Uhouse. Uhouse takes his pitch. And he goes for about 3 yards.
Good hard run that time.
Good hard run. He earned all three of those. They're going, that looks a little more than three. Almost 5 yards on that carry.
Good hard run. He did
nice exchange between Sheets and Newhouse on that.
Again, it's back.
Jackson takes it, brings it around the right side after a handoff to Newhouse, and Newhouse hands off to Jackson. Jackson brings it around. He's going to pick up about 3 yards. It's going to be third and two from the 45-yard line. Northview's on 45. Third and two. Sheets up the line of scrimmage, up under center, with Jackson, Grice, and Newhouse in the backfield. Jackson takes it up the center with lots of yardage up the center for first down yardage.
Number two, Jackson.
And he's going to take it to the 44-yard line of the Seahawks. He stopped by Shock.
Good hard run by
Good
Jackson.
Run by Jackson.
He was trying to strip the ball that time. He really had to hold on to it and keep from the fumble.
Sheets seemed to be moving with a purpose this time. They're up quickly to the line. Sheets up under center again with Jackson, Grice, and Newhouse in the backfield. Newhouse in motion takes the pitch. He's behind the block of Grice. He's out on the left side for first down yardage and more. Down to the 21-yard line, looks like. They're going to bring it down to the 24, just inside the 25 to the 24-yard line of the Seahawks. So that's a two back-to-back good runs for the Chiefs.
LaMichael comes in taking Jackson.
LaMichael Kyles, number 17, comes in for number two, Jeremy Jackson, who come out sort of hobbling. Like he might have had an injury to his right. There's a timeout signal. Timeout for the Seahawks. That'll be their first timeout. And again, a good timeout call by the Seahawks coaching staff because Northview was moving the ball with a purpose. That is a good timeout for the Seahawks. And Northview is moving. Coach Wheaton's got him over there now. This is a good time to call with him. Sheets is in there, and he's got him moving.
Though. Rick, we've been moving the ball, but we got in the red zone and just choked it right back out. So this time we just got to get it into that end zone. And looks like we're moving.
And put those guns up.
That's it.
Quit shooting ourselves in the foot. That's right. Exactly. So here they come. More for you and the Seahawks come back to the line of scrimmage. Kyle is still in for Jackson. You got Holmes in the backfield now. Kyles takes the pitch. He's around the right side. Kyles is going to go across the 20, down to about the 17-yard line for the Chiefs. No, they're going to mark it at the 18. It will be second and four after a pickup of six by Kyles. That was a nice run again by the freshman. We also had in for the Chiefs that time in the backfield. Holmes, number 24. He's a senior. Holmes. He's in for Grice that time. So number eight, Brandon Sheets comes in. He's back up under center. Again, Holmes is the deep back. Kyles is in motion again, but the handoff is to number four, Newhouse. Newhouse goes for, looks like about three. It may be close to a first down. Let's see where they mark. Mark is going to be a yard short. Third and one. Third and one, and it's about, as you say, like to say, the nose of the football there from the 15.
Right there.
So
15.
They're going to call it third and one from the 16, and we're like 45 seconds left in the third quarter. So the pitch is to number 17, and he's going to have the first down and more. And Kyle takes it into about the 7-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 Northview as time runs down to 39.4 seconds left in the third. So from the 6-yard line, it's first and goal to goal for the Chiefs. So there's a little life now for the Chiefs.
Good run that time.
Good run by Kyles. Still have Kyles, Holmes, and Newhouse in the backfield. Holmes is a deep man. Kyles is in motion again. Kyles gets a call again and takes the ball to the right side. He's met, but after a gain of about 2. Hard running by Kyles.
Looks like Wheatley was going to keep running and make him stop.
Picks up a yard.
Give him a yard. Carries it into the 5-yard line. They're back out there.
Looks like we're going to get this off of the third quarter. It's going to come to an end.
And the third quarter will come to an end. But it looks like we're going to get a penalty as the third quarter ends. So the third quarter comes to an end with a flag.
Line jump
that's the end of the third quarter.
And let's see what they do. There we are. We get inside that
in the red zone.
In the red zone, and we've done it. That's the third time tonight that we've done that to ourselves.
We did it on the goal line, then back to the 6, and from there on, we backed all the way out.
We did it from the 5 then, so it's I'm sure Coach Wheatley and staff are just saying, what have I got to do? What have I got to do? Come on, guys.
Well, at least the quarter came to an end at a good time, gave them time to talk
about it. Time to talk about it and get their act together. So at the end of 3, it is the South Walton Seahawks 14, our Northview Chiefs 0. It'll be a second down. Let's resume play here.
Rick, I'm going to say something here. I believe that it may have even cooled off a degree or two. It's not quite as hot as it was at the kickoff. But it's still pretty tough out here. Humidity hasn't dropped at all.
It has been a warm. Teams are back on the field. They're coming back. Let's see what happens. I'm saying the clock had ran out before the infraction took place, and so there's not going to be a penalty on play, and it's 2nd and 5, and the handoff goes to number 24, Holmes, and Holmes is in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Chiefs! And it is now 14-6, the Chiefs, and we were right. The infraction took place after the clock had expired, ending the third quarter. So the Chiefs set up. So Lowry was set up. So Shaquille Holmes with his first touchdown carry for the 2009 season, straight up the middle.
Up the middle.
And good for 6. So number 8, Brandon Sheets comes in and leads the Northview Chiefs down. Brandon Sheets is a sophomore, and he leads the Chiefs down for their first score for the evening. And Lowry's back number to 12, attempt Brandon the extra point. Sheets takes a snap. The attempt, the kick is up, and it is no good. So at the 14-6 is our score, 11:54 in the third quarter.
I'm glad to see us get some points on the board.
We got some points on the board. He rides up. Looks like the Chiefs got a little pep in their step. They're bouncing on out there, getting ready to kick that ball off now. Let's see if our defense will respond now that our offense has put some points up on the board to them. I think putting some substitutes, putting some fresh legs in there might have helped some things.
I do
there.
Believe that helped, Rick.
I do too. Like you said, it is hot tonight. It is muggy. These guys are grabbing those knees and hands on those hips. They are tired.
All that conditioning this summer, this is what it's about.
That's
right here.
It. There you go. Cheerleaders are throwing footballs. And they're ready. Lowry approaches, and his kick is off, and it is going to be back in number. Oh, it hits number 39. The ball is on the ground, and it looks, and let's see. Oh, they're signaling that it's going to the Seahawks.
Well, that could have been a heck of a break right there.
We got an injured Chief there.
Number 40.
A fumble on the kickoff. The Seahawks.
Taylor Martin appears to be injured. He's coming off the field
from the 14-yard line.
So there was a fumble, but they got back on it. The ball's on the 14. It'll be first and 10 from the 14 of the Seahawks. For the Seahawks with 11:25 left, a score of 14-6. So here they go. Now we're going to have a flag down. Now it's going to be an equipment. Another one of the penalties, Doug, for not having a mouthpiece in on number 11 there.
Violation
again for equipment on Spencer. They've been real consistent with that call tonight. So the fans are hollering at the clock.
Get the clock right! Get the
clock right! Looks like they didn't catch that clock.
They didn't catch the clock. Somebody needs to stop play. The coach needs a clock to stop the play. And they're not going to catch it. They're not going to catch it.
They
looked at it,
but
they're going to keep going. That could come back to haunt us right there. He hands off the ball, but he's hit immediately and stopped. And the defense stiffened up this time, led by a big push there.
84
Adams was carrying number 24 right there. Shaquille Holmes, who carried the touchdown, was in on that.
64 Lonnie Gardner
was with him
for the Chiefs.
So it looks like the Chiefs are got their defense stiffened up.
Right. So let's see what happens here. So it'll be second and 14. Ball's on the 11-yard line of the Seahawks. Smith takes a snap. And it's handed off to the... And he's not going to get much on that. Goes to number 13 again. Gatto again. Hey, Gatto, he's been very busy tonight. We're down in nines. So he picks up five. So the Chief fans begin to make noise as they get ready with 9:50 left in the third quarter. It's 14-6. The Seahawks lead the Chiefs. It's 3rd and 9 on the 15-yard line. Smith takes the ball. He is hit hard. There's a penalty. There's a penalty in the backfield.
Number 13 Gatto has
a carry for the Seahawks, and let's see what happens. It's going to be holding against the Seahawks. Number 7, Devin Moore with the stop for the Chiefs.
That's the other flag for.
Let's see. We have a second flag. Looks like they're talking about now. Wheatley's out on the field the other day. That's why I was going to say Wheatley's out on the field talking to the referee about something. He is not very happy with whatever the call was. Still haven't seen what it is. Not given any signal. Or if they did, I didn't see. Did you see a signal?
Not yet, but they're walking that ball back.
They walk off the holding call, and he turns right around, and he's walking five off against the Chiefs, and he stops.
They had a holding call against the Seahawks.
Still discussing what's going on.
And it looks like he's going to walk off about a mile and a half. No, he stops. Finally,
15-yard
penalty against the Chiefs. So what was a 15-yard penalty against the Chiefs for?
What's the call? I don't understand that.
are still trying to get the call. Coach Wheatley is still trying to get some clarification.
That's a new one.
So the teams come up to the line and there's still, we still have no call with 9:30 left in the third quarter, so we're not sure. It's third and two. And we never did. 39 takes it, and of course they will get a first down on that.
Number 39 shot carrying
the ball for the Seahawks. We do not know what that call was. We'll try to get some information for you on that if we can. I've never seen anything like it, Doug.
No, sure haven't. Neither had Coach Wheatley.
Neither had Coach Wheatley, I must say. So it's first and 10 now from the 31-yard line for the Seahawks.
We got to have the ball! We got to have the ball!
Once again, penalties have hurt the Chiefs.
So Adams, again, initial contact, he breaks through and still picks up about 4 yards. So it'll be second and six.
I can hear the helmets pop up here.
I can hear that leather pop.
Come on, DJ, lock up!
So he brings it back to the 35.
Come on, DJ, let's go! Come on, let's get it, boy!
Smith brings him up to the line.
Let's see, we got Sim Brown, number 26, is in for Levi Gideon.
39 takes the ball on the sweep, and he's hit by Holmes. He breaks it, Holmes, and gets through. He's going to be up number 26, Sim Brown, who is in for 49. Giddens makes the tackle.
Chased him all the way across.
Chased him across. It's going to be third and two now for the Seahawks.
Time is slipping away from us tonight.
Yes, it is. 7:54 now left in the fourth quarter. The score again is South Walton Seahawks 14, Northview Chiefs 6. Third and two for South Walton as Smith brings them up to the line. Again, Smith under center. Adams the lone back in the backfield. Smith takes a snap, hands it to Adams straight up the middle. And he's hit immediately, and he's not going anywhere. He's met by Holmes, number 24, number 26, Sam Brown, and number 64, who is Lonnie Gardner by the Chiefs. And he's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be third and two. And there's going to be an official timeout. Well, it looks like they're going to actually measure the ball, so he did move somewhere.
There were a lot of
at first, it didn't look like he moved the ball. But after they moved, he actually picked up the first down there, Doug.
Well,
so first and 10 now for the
Seahawks.
And from the 41-yard line. First and 10 for the Seahawks from their own 41-yard line with 7:12 left in the ballgame. 14-6 again. And Smith brings them up to the line, comes under center. And he hands the ball off. And there he is dropped immediately in the backfield. Number 13, Jay Gatto, is dropped. He's going to lose about 4 yards. And it's going to come to be a second and 14.
Number 5,
some more of those plays.
Yes, we do. Number 26, Sim Brown will stop.
13, Seahawks.
Sim Brown is a sophomore. He's come in as having a pretty good quarter here. Seahawks come to the line.
And it's out, pass out, right out. Number 24 immediately hits him.
I thought they called the Chief sleeping on that.
I did too. Holmes, number 24, hits Ghetto immediately when he catches the pass and stops him for another loss. Or at least no gain.
That was a quick count, and they weren't even set.
Right. Third and 14 now for the Seahawks. This is the play, this third, even with long, that they've been putting it on us. So, again, Adams, the deep back, Smith under center. Oh, there's a whistle.
Somehow the Seahawks keep pulling out this third long, but maybe not this time.
On that side this time. Right there, 39. Let's see what they got this time. I heard a whistle. I don't see a flag, though. So what was the whistle for? Was that just to give them time to change players?
I guess so.
I don't know. But I guess that was it. That was another one of those. Oh, my goodness. Number 26, Sim Brown, the sophomore, into the backfield, yet again, drops number 13, Gatto for another loss, yet another loss, about a five-yard loss, brings him up fourth and 18, so they will punt. Number 15 comes out, Ashbury, for the Seahawks.
Excellent
17, number 17, Kyles, and number 6, Montario Mitchell, deep for the Chiefs, ready to receive Ashbury's punt.
Just in time to put together a drive to win this game.
The snap and the punt. Oh, and it's low. It's going to hit the ground. Uh-oh. Oh, that could have been disastrous. It's rolling, and Mitchell fields it and picks it up, and it's going back, and they're going to take it first and 10 from their own 30. Now we have 4:29 left in the fourth quarter. We got to do something. We got to do something quick, and we're going to have to go down, and we're going to have to get to.
That's it. It's not over with yet. The Chiefs still got a great chance to tie this game up. It looks like we've got a little sign of good life there. Sim Brown making a good defensive stand back there. So let's get the offense going.
Yeah, Sim Brown and Shaquille Holmes had a really good defensive stand for the Chiefs on that time. Shaquille Holmes, a senior, and Brown, a sophomore, just showed out and stood up and come through for the Chiefs that time, along with another host, Lonnie Gardner, too, on that stand, played really good. Let's see what they do. It looks like
a lot of credit to some fresh legs on that.
That's right. Brandon Sheets coming in again, the sophomore, number 8. For the Chiefs. Jackson Newhouse and Grice deep up, and the handoff is to Newhouse, and he's around. He comes up the middle, and he looks like he's going to pick up about 4 yards on that carry. It's going to be second and 6. They say 3, so it's going to be second and 7. It's quick. The handoff is to Kyles. Kyles takes the ball. He's around the right side. He's going. He's got first down yardage for the Chiefs. That'll stop the clock with 3:52. Kyles around that right side, and he's running that ball hard and with a purpose. So that's first and 10 for the Chiefs.
Hit several times, kept those legs moving, and got the first down.
Yes, he did. And see what they got. Sheets brings them up to the line of scrimmage. Again, you've got Kyles, Grice, and Newhouse in the backfield.
Sheets
keeps the ball. He's got a pass. He's downfield. And it's intercepted, but there is a flag. There is a flag. There's a flag. There's a flag, and it looks like it is going to be a pass interference. Now, the question is who's it going to be against? So let's see what happens here.
Could be against the Seahawks.
It could be against them Seahawks. Let's see.
Yeah, flag's on the play.
Let's see what happens. Pass interference, and it is going to be against the Seahawks. And that's what the doctor ordered. That's what the doctor ordered. You're right, Doug. So that'll be another first down with 3:37 left. Take that ball down to about the 44-yard line of the Seahawks. So first and 10 from the Seahawks 44. Sheets under center, takes a snap, hands the ball to Kyles. Kyles over the right side. He's juking and he moves in. He's going to gain about 3 yards.
That was very close right there. They could have got us for illegal motion that time.
Good. There was some movement. We did. We caught a break there. Number 84, Adams on the stop for the Seahawks. Chiefs are huddling. 3 minutes and 11. We can't let the clock run down. We've got to have these plays ready. It's critical that we're ready. We don't have time to huddle up on these plays. Sheets brings them up. He's under center. Again, Uhouse in motion. Sheets keeps the ball. Oh, and Adams is in the backfield and drops Sheets for about a 5-yard loss. The clock is still running. It's going to be 3rd and 14. Yes, it looked like, again, you're right, Doug, that he was in the huddle with the Chiefs. He was right through there and back there, and Sheets looked up, and there he was in his pant pocket. And it's timeout. Timeout Chiefs. That would be their second timeout for the half.
Third and way long.
3rd and 14 for the Chiefs. 3rd and 14. And I hear the cheers coming from the other side. They think they've got this one wrapped up. And if we keep them guns out and keep shooting ourselves, they're probably right. The 2 minutes and 34 seconds left, and we've got a game.
For all the action, it's NorthEscambia.com and Northview High School Football.
Staying in.
Exactly. So I don't know what Coach Wheatley has sent out there, but you're right. Both quarterbacks, Lowry, number 12, is out wide right. Sheets is under center. Now he drops back. Sheets drops back, but now Sheets is out to the left. And number 2, Jackson, takes the handoff, pitches back to Sheets. Sheets is scrambling. He passes. Oh, he throws it out of bounds. So he throws it out of bounds. There's a little trickery there. There's a flag down. The flag is down.
That was late. That was a late flag.
Late flag. Let's see what the flag is for. Let's see just a minute. See what the flag's for. Looks like he's ready to walk it our way.
He was outside the pocket. I don't know.
Oh, he's going to call grounding. It's what he's going to call.
He was out of the pocket.
He was. I'm not a referee. I'm not going to claim to be. But I'm not sure that's a correct call there. I'm not sure what the rule is in high school on that. So it's going to be a 4th and 20 for the Chiefs. 4th and 20.
You're going to have a good play for 4th and 20.
Yeah, you do. So this is the ball game for the Chiefs right here. One play. It's down to one play tonight now for the Chiefs.
Look at that.
And look, number 79 is in the backfield.
79 was just back there. He's never had a chance.
No, he never had a chance. He didn't have a chance. And if the man with the white hat would have been looking, he just, number 84, just clobbered Sheets out of bounds. That might have helped us if we'd have seen that. But he didn't. But it's going to go the other way. It's going to be 1st and 10 for the Seahawks on the Chiefs' 47-yard line. So, with 2:15 left in the ball game, it's the Seahawks 14 and the Chiefs 6. Smith has them in the huddle, getting ready to bring them up. Go!
victory fashion already.
Yep. They are. They're just snapping and kneeling. So he kneels at the 50. So he loses 3 yards on it. Coach Wheatley calls our last timeout, or is that a water break? That's a water break timeout. So 2:09 left. Small game. Doug, this has been an odd game. Had some strange calls, and of course we've hurt ourselves with penalties tonight, but we've had some strange calls in this. Like I said, I'm not an umpire. I never called high school football, but now those two calls, I want you to find out for me what those two calls were. I want to know what the whistle was that stopped play and allowed the Seahawks to change players out and get a play in to stop the clock. And I want to know what the play was and give them the first down.
Also the one where the clock kept running as well.
Right, and the one that kept the clock running. So there's three, actually. I think the one with the clock running, we just plain missed it. The guy on the field that was supposed to stop the clock just plain missed it. So...
back to me, 46-yard line. We got a flag on the play.
Well, at least that'll stop the clock.
Yeah. And I think tempers are beginning to fly out there. Folks getting a little upset. Personal foul against the Chiefs. That's going to walk them off and give them a first down if it's a personal foul. Third and 13, and if you get a 15-yard first and foul, that'll just be first and 10. Yep.
He's a walking. He's getting his exercise tonight.
They have got it, too.
Well, I guess.
So first and 10, that should just about finish it. With 2 minutes and 3 seconds left in the game.
Play clock run down.
Number 6. Mitchell, he's into the backfield passing hard there. Clock is ticking. Well, a lot different team than what we saw last week.
Yeah, but, you know, from the very beginning, they looked flat.
They did look
flat. The Chiefs were flat tonight. Don't know why. They did get a few sparks, got some good plays, not enough of them. We're under a minute now. Yeah, under a minute.
Well, this is our first district game, and it looks like the Chiefs are going to lose this one. It's going to go down. The Chiefs are going to go to 1-1 for the year. It's going to end with South Walton Seahawks 14 and Northview Chiefs 6. Next week, the 18th is going to be an open week for the Chiefs, but 25th, the following Friday night, will be down in Bozeman, Florida, with an away game. That's down near the Panama City area. Come out and support your Chiefs. Doug and I will be there. Sherry and the radio for the NorthEscambia.com. And... tonight, it was not quite as good as we had last week, but our Chiefs still played a good ball game, and our hats off to them and Coach Wheatley and staff. But tonight's final was the South Walton Seahawks 14 and your Northview Chiefs 6.
official home for the Northview Chiefs, NorthEscambia.com.